With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Disney stream starts today.
It does?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's gonna
like
be huge.
Netflix and Hulu and all those with their streams out there, HBO. Well, Disney has got a piece of the pie now, as of today.
Isn't it interesting when you see somebody post about this? So there's a guy we know, I won't mention him, but he's a very big, burly man that we know.
Yeah.
And he posted, he goes, listen, I know I ignore some of you because I do Netflix and I binge a lot, but now when this Disney comes out, you're probably not gonna hear from me on Facebook ever again. And I was like, wait, what?
That is crazy. It is crazy. Disney has so many fans. It's unbelievable.
It is crazy. Yeah.
And Disney almost has like a cult thing, because once you're a fan, you're always a fan. I mean, there are so many adults that just love Disney. Well, you lived in Los Angeles. People that had those passes there, the residence pass, they would go down to the park every week. They love that place.
Yeah, they think it's magical.
Now, I, on the other hand, I lived in Florida close to Disney World. I wasn't as big a fan. Took the kids there several times. But I don't know. I just wasn't a big fan of the big long lines. And you know, I'm not a big, huge fan of the Disney movies or whatever. But I certainly understand people that are.
I mean, people are such big fans. They get married there. We've talked about it. It's like they get married. They love it. Live it.
Lisa loves Disney.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Loves.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. She doesn't understand why I don't.
She doesn't?
Did she get you ears
with BJ in the back of them,
Jamie,
embroidered?
We have so much Disney crap. It's unbelievable.
Really?
Everything.
Do you have to wear the ears sometimes, like in bed?
Yes. Yes. But I'm pretty rowdy in bed, so mine has a strap on it. So the ears stay on.
Yes.
Don't want them to accidentally fall off.
Yes, Mickey.
Carson, you've been looking into this Disney stream thing. This is today. This is a big deal, right?
Oh, yeah. It's a huge deal. It launches today. So $6.99 per month. That's all it costs. But
how
if
much?
You want to do a year, $6.99, almost $7.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, yeah. Not for all the Disney content.
And then $69.99, so almost $70 for an entire year subscription. But by the end of the first year, they plan on having 8,000 Disney, Pixar, Marvel, and Star Wars movies and TV shows.
I was reading this morning that many of the Disney movies are tied up in other streams.
Oh, yeah, with the contracts or whatever.
Yeah. Yep. Netflix, for example, has some Disney products. And we're talking movies, not just necessarily animation and cartoons.
Yep.
We're talking Disney productions that are out there that are full-blown movies. But Netflix has some. I think Hulu, some of the other services have them. And they have to wait for those contracts to end before they can pull everything Disney. Eventually, everything Disney will be on this stream.
Correct. But right now, they're starting off the bat pretty strong. I mean, they got Frozen, Moana, The Incredibles, Little Mermaid. And then they're going to have the Dumbo live movie, a live action movie, the Aladdin one, The Lion King. I haven't seen The Lion King, but The Lion King sounds and looks pretty cool. No, I've seen like the animated, but I want to see the live action one.
Oh, you do? It
yeah.
looks scary to me. It looks really scary. And creepy.
I just want to say, Carson's a grown man. He loves this stuff. He loves Disney.
Are you a Disney fan?
Yeah.
He is.
Okay.
I mean, I like the classics more than anything else. Right. And I do like Toy Story, too.
Yeah, Toy Story is adorable.
Yeah, it's adorable.
Yeah. Do you have a Woody doll?
Yeah, I cuddle with him every night.
Every night. I mean, listen, you're not alone. Like I said, that big burly man we know, he's like, I'm not going to be around now that this Disney stream's
right.
coming. I'm like, what the hell? He's a Carhartt wearing, like, you know, he's got a shotgun and stuff.
You're right. That's pretty amazing.
I know.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.